1st of January 2010, I'm Matt Curtis and this is the Online Podcast with your hosts.
John Windsor.
Guy Reese.
Hannah Salad.
And Pumpkin Girl.
Sounds like popcorn.
Hello.
Hey. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
2010.
2010 in the flesh.
A decade has passed since 2000.
Nice. And, good observation, bro. What's going on? What's happened?
What, do you mean in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Well, we that's what the show is mainly all about. We're going to be talking about our favourite, you know, and events and films and all forms of media.
2009 and the decade.
And the whole decade in general, yeah.
Matt met me in 2008.
I did, yeah. I met
me in 2002.
You in 2002 and you in 2002.
Yep.
And how long have you two known each other?
Since
before time was started, like, isn't it?
Right.
How's everybody today?
I thought you went to the same primary school.
We did.
Yeah, we did. No, I went to a different infant school, but they went to the same.
But anyway, yeah, I'm great. There's nothing negative at all right now. So,
yeah, that's pretty good.
How about you then, Matt?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. Got a little bit squiffy last night.
No, you didn't. You got wasted.
Yeah, it was a bit appalling, yeah. I had to hold her hair back. She was just throwing up, like, on his mum.
No, like, I've been pretty good, thanks.
John's got a new phone.
Yeah.
Hey. Whee, that's the best thing that's happened.
I'm now endorsing Apple, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Yayan is now an iPhone fag.
Yeah.
We all look down on him now.
Yeah, that's bad.
He's been excluded out of the country club. He's never allowed back.
Yeah. Awesome.
How is it? Do you recommend it to all your friends?
No. If you have a lot of money, I suppose so. If not, just get an iPod Touch, because it's pretty much exactly the same thing, but not a phone.
Fair enough, then. Alright, guys. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and hope you answer them successfully.
If I don't, what's going to happen? Will I get caned?
Maybe. Alright, have you met anyone that's enriched your life this year?
This year.
2009.
Right.
Shut up. Last year. Alright, 2010. Shut up. Alright. Last year.
Me? No.
Wait, you got close with Vicky, for that count.
Oh, Vicky.
Hey,
you're a woman.
I'm sorry what I said on the phone call, by the way.
You better apologize for recording that on this show.
I will block it out. I'll place it with sandwiches.
You better
go
pretty close to sandwiches.
It'll sound fine. I'm an editing master. Alright, John, what about you?
No, not really.
Hannah?
I met my good friend Sarah Brimble and she's my band camp buddy.
Yeah, Hannah goes to band camp. I mean, look how cool she is. In reality, you should be fat and ugly, but you're not, so that's alright.
How about you then, Matt?
Because you're a band.
Who have you met that enriched your life?
He says a woman, you should have.
No one then. what's the most interesting news story that you read last year?
Probably about the woman who had a car crash, and it broke a nerve in her pelvis, and now she's constantly turned on.
Wow. Interesting.
I was going to say Michael Jackson died, to be honest, but alright.
About Farrah Fawcett, no one remembers her.
That was so unlucky. Yeah. I mean, that's like the best example of thunder being stolen. Speaking of thunder being stolen, have you seen that new film? What's it called? Oh, Percy Jackson and the Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
And
the Thunder. Lightning.
I'm not.
It's the cheesiest motherfucker. I don't know. It's like Harry Potter mixed with gay.
Oh, God.
It's really lame.
It's like Sky High. Anyway.
Alright. So I wouldn't recommend Percy Jackson because that looks a bit gay.
I'm sorry.
What film do you recommend then? That's been released in 2009. Over.
This
well, this thingy and the lightning thief is.
Oh, do you mean?
Yeah.
Coming up. All right.
Or being out recently.
Okay. Well, I recommend Sherlock Holmes. I recommend Sherlock Holmes. That's a brilliant film. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let me see, what other questions can I ask you? What's an interesting thing that happened to you this year? I'm going to start with John, because I know what he's like. What are you, man?
I suppose, I don't know, quite a few things have happened this year. I guess friggin'...
Can you just narrow it down? Just...
I'm trying to think.
All the time in
the world. What has actually happened to me? 2009 was a pretty... I don't know. I wouldn't say it's
have
a bad
year. You realise that you're very lonely?
Oh, God. Oh, leave him alone.
What happened to me is this friggin'...
He came out in 2009.
Oh, friggin' gay jokes that have been flying around. Oh.
Sorry, man.
Can you make it more specific? Because I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, concerning school, should we say?
Concerning school?
The most interesting thing that happened, like a funny story at lunch, I don't know. Like some guy stole your marble so you beat the shit out of
him. I'm honestly trying to think, but...
Can we tell the Oscar story where he tackled the kid?
Do that. Oh god, yeah, that's funny. I may have told the story before. Basically, yeah, you know, in the summer, we're on the field, and we brought this ball in. And we're playing with it, and like there's like about five of us, and on the other side of the field there are about 50 year 9s and year 10s, yeah? They're younger than us, but they're very threatening, you know? And we're playing with this ball, and then one of them nicks it, and then Oscar, yeah, because he's like super fast, like runs after this kid, tackles him, yeah?
Right.
Oh, no. Some kid steals it, then passes it to this kid, and he tackles the kid that... tackles the kid with the ball.
Yeah.
And he gets the ball back, and we're all like, "Hooray!" And then like, "Oh, nice one, Ask." And then Connor goes, "Dude, like, is that the kid with cancer?" Oscar's like, "What?" Yeah, that's the kid with leukemia. He's like, "Oh shit!" So that was a bit gutting for him. That was quite funny.
GCSE results, they were good.
Yeah. What about your results?
Yeah, they're fine. They were just
mediocre. I'm probably gonna fail.
They're average around your C, B area. What about you, John?
Yeah, I think the same with me. To be honest,
so you guys have all these crazy times. 2009 for us has been a really bland year.
Yeah.
We're freaking starting college this year, so that's weird. Starting college. This
year. Yeah. Well, I'm going to sixth form.
Yeah.
Come to sixth form. It'd be fun.
Yeah, you can get into beta.
Come on,
it'd
be
really
awesome.
It'd
be really good. Will you be in school with me again?
I was planning on going to, you know, Crosskeys College, but, you know...
All those guys.
Trying to get
we can all go in, yeah, it'll be fun.
But I wanted to go to Crosskeys.
Oh, he's too cool for school!
You're gonna be walking with his Ray-Bans. Oh, yeah!
Right.
This is kind of like, it's gonna be like a high school movie. No more playing around anymore. I'm gonna be whoever I wanna be. You walk in like with these Ray-Bans.
If I go to sixth form,
leather jacket.
Stop saying all this.
Hi, my name's Tugger. Who's that guy? And then you're like and then you sign then you sign up for the school musical. And then like all the jocks like, "Oh dude, you gotta be cooler than that." It's like, "I'm gonna be whoever I wanna be." And then, like, you know, you sing really well, and then we watch all the... And then everyone comes to the musical, and everyone loves it. And then you're, like, the star of the school. Unless they make unless they don't make a sequel, and then you're a bit buggered then. Is it going to be like that?
No.
Is it going to be like that?
Not much.
I'm eating ice.
Hannah's eating ice. That's the most interesting thing that's happened
to her. The media's kind of side of the last few decades, then.
Hold on. We'll get on to that.
I want to rush.
Social things.
Social.
I mean, we're only on bloody 10 minutes. I mean, we're rushing through this.
Okay.
I went out with Matt.
Actually,
yes. Dad and I.
Oh, yeah, March. It was a wonderful time.
But now...
It was wonderful. It was... Oh. I went to Greenbelt when I had the band. So that was pretty cool.
I was there.
You were there. How was it, Hannah?
Entertaining.
Alright.
The podcast got relaunched and everything.
Yeah, the podcast got relaunched.
New members of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I, Hannah, joined the podcast. We had James the year before, and now we have Hannah, which is all very nice and good. Unfortunately, James cannot be here
When's
today.
When's Craig getting here?
Craig? Oh, do we have to have him on? Not that I don't want him on.
Episode.
Can we have him on? Yeah. Ask him if he has a microphone.
Yeah, he has Skype with a microphone, so yeah, we can get him on.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is he online now? I don't actually have him as a contact, but I'm going to check anyway. In case he's there. No new conversations, thanks. Skype Tesco is there, but apart from that, no, it's a bit balls.
Oh well. So,
Yeah, what's the most interesting thing that happened to you this year? He looks like George Clooney now. Well, he doesn't really, but it's a compliment. yeah, so it's been quite a good year.
What did you get for Christmas?
Yeah, because we haven't done a show since the Christmas one, which I uploaded like on Christmas Day.
Wrongly.
Yeah, incorrectly. It has music now if you want to listen to it. It sounds pretty good. Yeah, what did you get for Christmas?
I got DJ Hero, an iPhone, and a couple of DVDs.
Yeah, alright, don't ask Ian what he's got, because he's... He just goes all out on Christmas.
I got everything.
Daddy,
he got me a... automobile.
I'm going to New York for a shopping spree. Hoder.
Well, what did you guys get then?
I got DJ Hero and a few clothes.
Oh, don't ask Matt.
What I get you?
He's spoiled.
Say what I got you, I got you. Say what I got you.
Hannah got me two shirts and some nice pants.
And pajama bottom.
And pajama bottom.
How about you, John?
Got a phone, a TV... clothes, DVDs.
Well,
bloody hell, look at this kid.
And Hannah?
Alright, Richie Rich, calm down.
I got clothes. And Matt got me some high tops, which were really, really, really nice.
That's awesome. I got sticker books.
Sticker books.
Top Gear sticker
books. Where's Wally, Where's Wally catalogue up there. That's very strange. Alright, what's happened this decade, then?
This decade?
Yes.
Well, the world went to crap in 2001. And then
it was a bit false, wasn't it?
Hasn't really got any better as of right now.
We captured Osama. Oh no, Osama.
No, we didn't.
Saddam Hussein. Same difference.
All in one decade.
We got a black president, we got filial appearance.
Oh, that's a major event, isn't it?
We got a crazy frog on Jamster. We had Viva La Bam.
Viva La Bam.
We had Futurama.
Yeah,
Barack Obama, it's been mental. It's been insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
How about you, man?
What?
I don't know.
You're in the decade. And anything you specifically remember from the decade?
You sure it's the decade? You sure?
Yes.
All right.
It is a decade, could you count zero?
No one seems to care. I mean, no one... Like, there hasn't been like a TV thing, has there? Has there?
Yes.
Film of the decade. You get three choices. Alright, I'll say Toy Story 2.
That was 1999.
No, Toy Story 2.
That was 1999.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Shut up, Matt, you're an idiot.
Alright, sorry. Monsters, Inc.
There you go.
Finding
Nemo?
Yeah, I'm going to go for all the Disney films. Hot Fuzz, that was a big deal.
And obviously District 9.
And District 9, yeah. Watched that again the other day. Very good film. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm gonna get on Blu-ray soon.
Alright, cool.
Baby prawns.
Yeah. Alright, you man.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Frost Nixon.
Yeah, I watched that the other day.
Yeah.
Actually. What did you think of it?
It was pretty good, I thought.
I thought it was done in a really good way.
Yeah.
I would like it to be more historic though. Less about the social thing.
Like the interview type things they did.
Yeah.
And my third choice would probably be Castaway.
Castaway!
That was my choice as well.
Oh, that's a really good film with Tom Hanks and his friend.
Well, son! Yeah. No! What's the other one? Robbie! Yeah!
War of the Worlds.
Tom Cruise.
War of the Worlds.
You're not missing much, Han, seriously. only Dakota Fanning's amazing acting skill.
Is that the young one?
Young one, yeah.
She annoys me.
Racing stripes with the zebra.
I really.
I was gonna say Castaway, Shaun of the.
Still Castaway.
Shaun of the Dead, and I'm trying to think of the third one.
Don't take it off now.
Castaway and Shaun of the Dead were my two of mine as well, but I can't think of another one. Because most of the films I like were made before the 2000.
Alright, just think about it. TV shows of the decade. Oh, Hannah.
What was my what?
Films of the decade.
I really, really, really like Sherlock Holmes. I mean, really, really, really liked it.
It was a bit scary then. Spider-Man!
Spider-Man 2, there we go.
That was my favorite.
Nah. Spider-Man 3 was crap.
Well, Spider-Man sort of revolutionized the comic, you know, film, you know? Because like, everyone's doing it now. They got Watchmen, they got Iron Man, they got... They got the Avengers coming out, they got loads coming out, so... I think that's kind of what made it, really. So, you know, that's kind of significant in that way.
Yeah.
I like Finding Nemo. And, I'm trying to think of another film. Any suggestions?
I love it.
What did you just say? I got it at
home. No Country for Old Men.
There you go. That won like a ton of Oscars. I was like, I know.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No. I didn't know that it won a ton of Oscars.
Well, it was, alright, it's about this guy, yeah? I think he's like stolen some money or something. And this guy with sort of an emo fringe and he's like really, really tall is after him, yeah? Mm-hmm. He's got this really cool weapon. It's like a gas canister thing and it like blows up all. It just does everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's just chasing him after, you know, for a while. And, then they have a shootout, like, halfway through the film, and the main character dies.
What? Halfway through the film?
Yeah. And then everyone's like, okay, is this where the film ends? And no, it's not, because, like, Tommy Lee Jones, yeah? It's just some random kind of trailer talking about how crap life was for the rest of it.
Wait. And Men in Black was a good film.
Yes, it was.
And that was the 2000s, wasn't it?
Men in Black 2 was.
Yeah, that was a good film as well.
Alright, there we are. Men in Black. And halfway through the film, the character dies, and Tommy Lee Jones is just talking about how crap life is. And then the rest of it is just the emo guy walking around, and he gets hit by a car.
So the first half is alright.
It's like they were doing really well, and they just ran out of money. It's like, well, we still have this contract with Tommy Lee Jones, let's just make the most of it.
Quick, cut the stock footage of a man complaining about life.
And that's basically what happened, really. It's an alright film, though, you know, half of it's really good. What's the other one? Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a surprisingly good film.
You didn't like the ending?
The ending was good, but the credits weren't.
Yeah.
Because this massive dance sequence totally ruins the themes of the film. John, what about you? You're like, oh, films of... I'm just asking, right. Films of the year, I would say.
2009. Oh crap. I don't even see many either. Oh, what was it? What was the one that we saw?
2012.
That was alright. 2012. I mean, like.
We also went to see.
Invention of Lion.
That was.
That was okay. That was. More of a romance than anything.
It was better than Ghost Town. Didn't really like Ghost Town that much.
I think it's Jimmy Ricky Gervais films.
They're terrible.
No, they have this good idea, yeah? You can talk to ghosts, you can lie, but no one else can. They just turn it into a typical rom-com, and it's balls. It's just all about insulting Ricky Gervais for 2 hours, and then that's the end of it, really.
It's humans are in, like, extras or something, because it's only, like, half an hour, yeah. And it's, like, really cringeworthy, so if you're sitting there for over an hour, you're just there like, oh, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yeah. Extras, that was a really good TV show, wasn't it?
And The Office. The Office was really good.
Yeah, I fear The Extras. What about you?
Yeah.
Extras,
like,
Office. Extras,
Office. All the
Definitely
time.
Extras, yeah.
Yeah. John?
I haven't seen either of them.
Alright. Films of the year, then.
Alright, yeah.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go on.
Alright, I got Sherlock Holmes, District 9, Up. Up was really good,
I thought.
Up, that's my favourite. That's my film of 2009.
Yeah. That's it, really.
Yeah.
It was a pretty slow year, and Slumdog Millionaire. What about you, man?
I haven't seen too many films this year, but I'd definitely say Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what others I've seen now.
Oh, 2 Minute Salvation.
Oh, yeah, 2 Minute Salvation.
Oh, that was rubbish, guys.
I didn't mind it.
Come on.
I thought it was pretty good.
In comparison to the other Terminator films,
sure, it was terrible, but...
Christian Bale was balls, man.
Christian Bale's always...
Just got it!
He sounds like Batman, doesn't he?
The Dark Knight, that was 2008, wasn't it, Dark Knight?
Yeah, Dark Knight.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind. Gaming in the decade.
Gaming of the decade. Alright, Halo was pretty good. And Xbox just released.
That'll do.
That's all you need to know,
right? There you go. Right.
Alright, games of the year, would you say?
What's so bad about the PS3, which Xboxes seem to hate?
They're just fanboys. I mean, they just...
It's a good console now.
This is definitely the song of the decade, I would say. Come on, it was the most popular mother friggin' thing ever.
Yeah, music of the decade then. Alright, so I guess...
Teenage Dirtbag.
That was a good song.
Favourite albums?
Oh man,
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy, the new one. That's
I like both of them though.
Flor de Lis, is that what it's called?
Flor de Lis?
I don't know.
I was a little bit of a Linkin Park fact at the start of the decade, so yeah. I guess that...
S Club 7, obviously, and Steps.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. I like Jimmy World and The Used.
That's pretty good.
Well, as you know, I'm kind of living in the past a bit, so...
It's been a decade, though,
as a whole. They re-released the Beatles albums.
That's not new music.
Well, if they're re-releasing them, then it is of the decade.
Best of albums.
I suppose, yeah.
Alright, then Mothership. Then and Now. And...
Mom's got it going on.
I'd probably say 21st Century Breakdown as well. That was a pretty good album.
Oh, Green Day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Alright. Not a big fan. Do you listen to that?
What?
New Green Day album.
Communication Break... No, was that it?
21st Century Breakdown.
21st Century Breakdown. I listened to it for a little bit of it. It was alright.
Oh, that's fair.
When was Dookie made? When was Dookie released?
The 90s. But yeah, and the album that you got me my birthday, what was the used album you got me?
In Love and Death.
That was a very good album, I enjoyed that.
Very emo name, but...
I enjoyed that album.
Friggin' Corey, yeah? Borrowed it off me, you know that emo guy?
Corey Hanley,
yeah?
No, Corey Jones.
He borrowed it when he was going out with Sarah, yeah? I just said to him, like, oh man, do you think you can give me my my album back? Oh man, the thing is, like, it fell out the window. I'm just like, I'm sorry? He's like, oh well, me and Sarah were making out, yeah? And then I, like, shifted my elbow and it fell out the window. And I'm really sorry, but I don't know, you know.
Many like, people make out on window ledges. It's a perfectly valid excuse.
I think Corey is a very... very much the person of the year. I mean, the crap he used to make up. Like, his dad knew, like, the gypsy leader. And, like, if you messed with him, the gypsies would come after you. And like, there was a whole massive thing, yeah? Because he left the school because he was carrying a knife for defense. You couldn't make this stuff up. This kid was mad. You know, he walked around in, like, a pedo jacket. It was all, like, leather trench coat.
Like Van Helsing.
He looked like Van Helsing, yeah. And he had this big, long emo fringe. And it was a massive thing, yeah. He pretended... this is the weirdest one, because I don't know why he would do it. He pretended he got some girl pregnant.
Oh, my
and he had
God.
And he had the ultrasound as a display picture on Vivo.
No.
Turns
then,
out...
Then he didn't
baby.
Actually even sleep with the girl.
Oh, then he knew the girl. We never heard from him again.
I was going to be the auntie. He put me down as the auntie on Bebo.
This kid was... He cheated on, like, every girl he went out with. It was awful, awful person.
Well, speaking of what you said, person of the year, how about we do that as a section? Person of the decade.
Person of the decade.
He has made my decade, some of the stories, so... You just couldn't stop pissing yourself, though.
I would say Yian is the person of the decade for me. Sorry, I don't know, I'm being honest. Yian is the person of the decade for me. What about you, man?
Probably Jack.
Jack, the person of the decade.
Yeah, oh, Jack's amazing.
Jack and Hannah. Oh, no. Not Jack and Hannah. Yian and Hannah. Jack's amazing.
Yeah.
Jack is the person of the decade.
Choose a girl. What's her name? The girl that comes around your house.
Oh, you know, sandwiches?
Yeah. What's it? You can't choose a boy and a girl.
What's going on?
You have to choose a boy and a girl for the decade.
Right, okay. I guess the decade...
It can be famous as well.
Yeah, I was gonna go for, let's go for Obama and.
Well, he hasn't done much. It's only
I still appreciate that guy. He's cool.
He's black and he's. Makes it easier for like him. It's all right, guys.
And a girl.
I'm not racist.
I guess John's hot sister.
John's sister.
John's hot sister.
You got a hot sister. Is your sister really hot?
No.
Tell her how
it is. No, man. Dude, she's foul. No.
Is she really hot?
No. Not at all.
Can we look her up
not
on
in
Facebook?
Any way.
Can we look her up on Facebook?
If you really, really care. Hannah's thriving at the idea of a hot girl. Oh, can we look at her Facebook photos? Yeah. You right. Too.
All awesome, right. There we go.
There we are.
There's a... So, yeah. Anything else?
I would say thing of the decade, or thing of the year, I would say Spotify.
I mean like kind of, oh I get what you mean, like...
Technological thing.
I guess, I don't know, either Facebook or Xbox Live.
Facebook was out in 2004.
I'd say either Facebook or Xbox Live.
Alright, cool. What about you, man? Gadget and thing of the decade. iPod. Zoom on your own. Don't dance, come on, man.
My old phone was pretty damn good. Sony Ericsson W810i, that was a pretty good phone.
Oh yeah, the orange one. Or the black and orange one, yeah, that was a good phone.
Anything else in the other decade?
Oh, nice stickers.
I don't know.
Bringing TV show. Oh, did we already talk about TV shows, didn't we?
Yeah, very briefly.
Let's go into TV show of the decade then.
I'll say Futurama.
Futurama, that's quite good.
You? Come on, man.
QI then.
QI. Alright.
Hannah? Mock the Week.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same.
Alright, man, that's fair enough. That's cool.
Oh, shit. My mum's called me.
I think the British.
Can you turn the music off, you're coming?
Oh, hi. You guys have any funny stories?
Funny stories of what do you mean, of the decade?
Just any funny stories. I remember like the first week I met Yayan, and we were in year four, and the faucet was leaking. Yeah.
Oh God! Please don't do this.
The tap thing.
That was
the tap. Yeah, it kept dripping. Yeah. Hannah, don't do that. Come on, I mean the display picture, just you, just Hannah, no. I've done it. Alright, and the faucet was dripping. And I think Yayan was talking or something, and I went, I'm telling on you. He's like, no, you wouldn't do that. Would you? I'm like, I'm putting my hand up. Started raising my hand up. He's like, oh no, Matt, don't do that. No, don't do that.
Why was it his
fault for the tap? No, he was talking, I was gonna tell on him. He was like, crapping himself. And then Mr. Wilson goes, Matt, tighten the tap off, please. And then Yaya's face was like, another one was, I was in year three, and I managed to convince Owen that I managed to get blood out of a stone. Like, I told him that there was, like, the scorpion inside this crack in a stone, and whenever you would, like, what was it, squeeze it. I don't know how you squeeze a stone, but, like, blood would come out. And he was like, oh, that's so cool. I wish I had a scorpion rock like you did, Matt. And you know, he was just learning how to play guitar. And me and John went over his house. He was like, oh, boys, check what I learned. This Mission Impossible. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Wait, hold on. Let me get this. Bum, ba, ba, ba. He was like, yeah, that's great, man. And we've teased him about it ever since, we can't take him or his guitar seriously.
And there was, what was it? It was,
put your shirt on, you're scaring the children.
When did I say that?
When we got dressed for pee.
Oh yeah, it's like, oh you shit, Yayan! It's gonna flood the place! I don't know.
There was Zap Zone, it's kind of like in a, this
I
whole...
I went there for my year 6 birthday party.
Rock on, Hannah. That seems like the type of thing you would like. No, no, it is.
Yeah, there was, you can tell us the story about it with Luke.
Oh, yeah, Matt whispered to me, Yayan calls him Ginger Pubes. And yeah, we were, Janine, you're making fun of me. And she was like, be nice now, boys. Sorry, Janine.
And Yayan came over to my house for the first time. I went, and me and him were in the front room. Me and him were in the front room together. And I shouted to my dad, Dad! Yayan's smoking! My dad just bursts in, his head just like popping out.
You ran away after you said that, and he just bursts in at me.
Keeping in mind, this kid was like 9 years old. My dad pops in the door, he goes, you smoking? He goes,
no!
He was crabbing himself.
So you had a friggin' DVD of a woman on the front with huge tits, and you were like, that's my kind of woman.
How old were you?
7 at the time. No. I don't remember that. I think I said it as a joke. I think that's my kind of woman. I think I said it like that. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Hannah, have you got any funny stories?
Not really. I take my life too seriously.
Yeah. Alright, whatever.
That's brought everyone down a
lot. I know. It was rubbish.
That was rubbish. It's just...
I don't know, I can't think of any. There's been so many funny stories. Drunken stories are the best.
Alright, come on then.
They usually end up with someone crying. Especially Connor. Oh, my birthday party with Connor. When Jess broke up with him. And my mum comes downstairs and is like, oh, who's crying? Is it Sarah Deer? And Sarah Deer was stood right behind her. She said, oh, shit. Looked around, saw Connor crying, and burst out laughing. And then Connor was just into my breast and, like, crying. And all the tears are going down my top. Oh, he's such a good person.
I know, we were at his house yesterday for the New Year's party. And it was meant to be like the party of the year. And it was alright. We got there, and then they were like, it was a total sausage fest, basically. And he was so upset about it. There was about 10 guys and 3 girls, and they were all taken. And the girl he wanted to be with, like, he invited her, but she brought his boyfriend, or she brought her boyfriend over. Which he wasn't happy about.
He told him to fuck off while he was really drunk. He's like, fuck off and go home. And
I'll tell you what, Josh. No, that's not how he speaks. Dude, I'll tell you what, man. Go away. I hate you. Ugh. He has a weird American accent because he wasn't raised by his parents. He was just raised by television. So that was pretty fun, you know.
Yeah, drunken stories are the best.
Yeah.
Like, what was that one that happened to me? I wasn't drunk at the time. I don't think I've ever actually been
drunk.
Well,
we were over your house at your birthday party, and then your dad came in drunk, started tickling you. Then Matt and James came in. Matt and James joined in as well, and I was just like, what the fuck?
When the fuck did that happen, Matt? Was that last year? Was that last year? What the fuck?
Can't you remember that?
No. I remember when we had brownies at your sleepover, I just chucked all the crumbs all over the floor and accident. We're like, oh shit, man. Started scraping them under the sofa. And Kieran Finn at sleepovers. Basically, Kieran Finn is the most serious person you can meet. He thinks so much of himself, it's not even comprehensible. Like, he's not much of a party guy, let's be honest. Yeah. Kieran.
No, but, you know, he'll want to go to sleep at, like, 11 o'clock when he stays home at someone's house. You're just like, yeah.
And he want to make it take the role of authority at a sleepover. Yeah. He's like, boys, if one of you makes a noise now, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the nuts. And then...
Before, when you and Owen were, like, fighting over the big sofa or something, then one of them fell back, stood on his knee, and he was, like, crying or something.
Oh, my knee!
Yeah, you're alright, you look like you're crying. He's like, no, I'm laughing.
No, this hurts. Oh, boys, what are you doing?
It was never a moment, though, which was when it was at my party, and there was, you know, the Babe Station channels on the 9 channels. He was like, alright, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit stressed. Yeah, can you go to the, like, the later channel? It's like, what do you want to do that for? You know, guys around here watch some porn. Can we masturbate just a little bit? No!
And he turned it over because it was the free ones. It was all like the rejects that weren't like worth paying for. Ones were like massive, just like scars and like misshapen breasts, just completely. They looked like Quasimodo's wife, just like a mutated leg, just like like 3 arms. It was just really weird.
And then he threatened.
You have trousers, Dan. You
look like an old man. He threatened to turn the porn on if I didn't like comply to whatever his wishes were for the rest of the day.
And then as soon as we realised, he's the least hard kid we know. I remember the one time where he got kicked in the balls by like Sophie Tinklin, I think it was.
Tinklin. It's Katie Gooch, wasn't it? He looked like punched him in the balls or something.
It's a really short girl with like a really big attitude. Just smacked him in the balls.
Why?
And we all took photos of him on the floor, just like, whoa! And then he started chasing us for like the entire break, just trying to get the pictures off our phone.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fun, wasn't it?
I ended up putting mine on MySpace.
Nice, man. MySpace. Remember
MySpace?
Oh,
you hacked my MySpace.
Oh, shit, that was funny. Yeah, basically, I think the Iron went away for like a week. And I knew his password, so I think I made his wallpaper. Dragon One, yeah, that was it. I think I... What did I do to it?
You're like, Yarn there was Matt all over.
Yeah, there was Matt everywhere. There was a picture of me, like, with a really happy face or something. And there's the music. What was it? It was a five song, wasn't it? It was, Get On Up When You're Down.
I distinctly remember the phrase that you used when you found it.
It was, I'm going to shit down your mouth.
I'm going to shit down your throat. Yeah, that was it. I very much remember that. It was very funny.
And then came the days of...
Are you sure you didn't do this, Max? There's a big quiz at the back that Baby Matt has done.
Wait. That's actually at least.
Really?
Yep.
It's like, can you work out this magical mirror? It's backwards words. Meet me at Versailles.
Like in the days of Bebo, and then
Bebo. Everyone,
I was never too fond of Bebo, really. And then all of a sudden, Facebook came along, and Facebook's pretty damn good. I enjoy.
You're more mature. You can't get skins though, can you? Yeah.
I remember when I first found out how you can get MySpace skins. That was really cool. It's like you have to copy and paste all the codes.
Oh my god, I feel like a techie friend. Bold.
Oh my god.
It was cool. So, final words of the decade, what do you think?
Finally, your sister can't spell the word gold and decide to put the word glod.
That's glod, it'll work.
Glod. That's a funny word.
Right, final words on the decade then. What were your thoughts?
Hit this city before I leave. Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I am not coming back. What about you?
Right, yeah, I think it was all right, apart from the world screwing up around us, you know, and everything, and war and everything. But
that was a bit balls. But apart from that, it was really good.
Yeah, but no, I've had some good times, I suppose it won't be as memorable as the 90s or the 80s or the 70s, but it'll be pretty cool. Like, you know, this new decade, hoping to see what it brings. How about you, man?
It's pretty good. I hope they bring Invader Zim back. That's pretty much all I can say. Invader Zim deserves a place in 2010. I'm saying.
And make a good Destroy All Humans game.
The first one was good.
Crypto.
Yeah, it was the same voice. It was good. No,
how are you, John? I thought this decade was pretty good. I had a few laughs, like, only a few, though.
One or two.
Great way to sum up the majority of his life. Hannah, what about you?
But we kick him to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. So what's the question?
Fine. What do you think of this decade?
It's been hectic.
I gotta say, thanks a lot for your contribution today, Hannah. You've done us a great favour by filling in.
Thank you.
We gotta thank you for actually joining the podcast, though. We didn't get a chance to do that.
Well, Hannah, thank you for joining the podcast. It's been lovely having you, and we hope to see you in 2010.
Please, 2010.
More in 2010.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for making me feel so welcome.
She actually hates her show.
Yeah,
okay, this is the last episode. This is the last episode you'll hear. Probably no. yeah, actually, 2009 was the year we've done the most podcasts of all time. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. We've done more podcasts in this year than we have done in the past.
Last year.
Shut up. This year only started like a few hours ago. Leave me alone.
All right. So cool.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little break. Probably gonna start again in about. Let me see. March, should we say? Start of March? Mid-February, March.
March is our year anniversary.
We'll celebrate it on the show.
It's a whole month of celebration, sorry.
Sorry, no episodes in March because Hannah wants to celebrate. Alright, good night, everybody.
Alright, thanks a lot for listening. Oh, crap, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
decade shoutouts.
I think that counts as person of the year, so my shout-out is to Yai and Hannah.
My shout-out is to Obama and Johnson's sister.
My shout-out is to Jack, and I'll go for Danielle as well. Yeah.
Get in there, boy!
Love that noise.
And
to Mr. and Mrs. Curtis, who have bought me lots of stuff this year, and Matt.
And also John's dad.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
See you guys.
Good night.
Peace. Come on.
God.
This is take 5 by the Matt Curtis, Yann Rees duo.
Don't miss it. Can we stop now? Stop this! Alright, that's enough!
Good night, everybody!
Good night!
Quick, John, a message! Fuck it up.
Alright, how do I... Fishville. I don't even have Fishville. Alright, so...
Fishville? Other Fishville.
Is Fishville good?
No. I don't know. I don't go with this crap. Oh, no, man. Not Fishville. Oh, of all the vills. What? You chose that one?